This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on a Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America moving along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and, of course, our bulk mail haulers like Felix and the gang here going from the bulk mail center to the post offices so they can get the mail sorted and get it out to you. Also, let's not forget about the suicide jockeys out there hauling the gasoline and the diesel to gas stations so we can get to work. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're also on Truth Social. All the handles are the same, at Captain's America, the same on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the different things we have over there on the website. All right, joining us right now on this Thursday morning, retired United States Army, retired Lieutenant Colonel, and host of Military Matters, as well as the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, none other than Kevin Wright. And good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good to be with you.
Yes, sir. Always a pleasure. Now, I'm ready to say the pledge. How about you?
I'm ready, Captain.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag.
To the flag
of the United,
States of America. Of America.
And to the republic.
And to the republic
for which it stands.
For which it stands.
One nation.
One nation.
Under God.
Under God.
Indivisible.
Indivisible.
With liberty.
With liberty.
And justice.
Justice
for all.
For all.
And of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, there's a lot of different places we can go, but I think I'll start out with the political aspect of what happened Tuesday, because we were talking about what could have happened when you and I were on talking Tuesday in the morning before we had this election. Now, it kind of looked a little red in some places around the country, didn't it?
It did. And, I mean, even the, you know, CNN and others have had to come forward and say, hey, this is a warning sign. Of course, you and I have talked about this. We knew that this was coming.
Yep.
But the results speak to that. In fact, even the women on The View got involved in a little spat back and forth because more conservative guest host, Derek DeFincher, and say, hey, there's a red wave coming. And, of course, the other ladies didn't want to have anything to do with that. But you take a look at the results. And even aside from whether it's Trump supported, not Trump supported, it doesn't matter. In South Carolina, and particularly that Democratic district turned Republican in Texas, that's telling you something. And the Hispanic population in particular ought to be worrisome to the Democrats, because the fact is it's increasingly clear that they don't understand the Hispanics. I believe that Democrats really have not sincerely understood the black community in the nation either. And I think that this year has proven out to be, but that's particularly acute and indicated in that that flip from blue to red down there in Texas.
Yeah, there's a lot of truth in that because the Democrats, it was a mean of convenience for them, and they were able to get away with a lot of the things that they did over the years, but not anymore. It's very obvious what's going on there. When it comes to all hands on deck, they're like the ones that are still below deck.
Right, and it's like, you know, whether it's an economic issue, like the our Wall Street guys they're talking to, we really don't know. We know that... to do nothing different as a nation, we the people, in November, is almost a certain for continuation of the calamity that we're seeing, and it's hitting us in the face, and the recession that we are in now. But it won't be fixed overnight, but the degree to which we can turn this ship of state around really hinges on a lot of things, and there's still seven more months, so more to come. But right now... it looks like the horizon may be a little bit brighter. There are some hopes there, but it's going to be a fight, and it won't be over just after Election Day in November. There's work to be done.
Now, President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security is planning to discipline Border Patrol agents who were accused of whipping illegal immigrants while on horseback in Del Rio, Texas last year, despite losing... despite not being charged with any wrongdoing at all, apparently they'll be punished for administrative violations. That sucks.
That is one of the, from yesterday's story, that is the thing that went, one, because of a focus being on that with all the other things that are going on, the Biden administration, but there was a litany of Biden administration officials, there were about four or five that came out and addressed that issue specifically as if they were trying to get out ahead of the curve to defend the actions that they're going to take. I mean, they were not only not charged, they were essentially cleared by the judiciary.
Because they didn't whip anybody. They didn't whip anybody.
I know, and it was demonstrated quite clearly that the context of the video snippet that was used to prematurely condemn them was absolutely false. So... yeah, to see that, that's very disparaging. But it's going to go nowhere because the truth will win out on this. But for the President of the United States, the Vice President, and his senior officials to come out and try to resurrect that as an issue is just astonishing.
All right, hold on, Colonel. Folks, you're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Colonel Kevin Wright, Lieutenant Colonel, retired. And I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha, and I'll be right back with Colonel Wright, but until then, I got to remind you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Now, it's amazing to me how they continue to get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, up into New England, up into the upper part of the Midwest to include Ohio and Indiana and Michigan and Minnesota and Wisconsin, and then all the way down and out west to Phoenix, Arizona. And you heard me right. Now, I think I know what's going on. People hear me talk about You Serve, You Save. That program is something that's not available everywhere. And that means military people, whether or not you are active military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, and or a church pastor, active or retired, you get a tremendous deal on a vehicle. Now, this is a great time to be out there buying a vehicle or trying to trade the one that you have, because you're going to get a bunch more money. Now, I've never seen anything quite like it. Used cars that are in good shape right now are getting anywhere from 30, 35, and in some cases 40% above whatever the blue book value is on them. This is amazing. So it's a great time to be in control of the situation for once and go pick out what you want and use the extra value of your car to get what you want. So check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And then go visit one of their locations, Crystal River, the flagship store in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. And then, of course, Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and the all-new coming in July, early July, Moss Nissan store in Brooksville, just east of the Veterans Expressway on State Route 50. And I'll let you know when that opens up, because I'll be up there for the grand opening. Now, Moss Nissan, MAUSNissan.com, the website to go to. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, also host of the great program, Military Matters, which I am on once in a blue moon. Right, sir?
You are, and always an invaluable addition when you are. And I appreciate that.
Well, I thank you for that. Now, I don't know what's going on in the Navy, but we have had just a rash of stuff. Now, I'm going to start first with the Ukraine, and then I'm going to lead over to that. Two U.S. military veterans who volunteered to fight in the Ukraine were reportedly captured by Russian forces in the eastern city of Kharkiv sometime last week. Now, the Telegraph first reported that Alexander Drucki, 39, and Andy Hunt, 27, were taken prisoner after running into a Russian armored unit this past week. Now, teammates had reported that they'd fought alongside them and said that the Telegraph told them that they'd entered an area where they thought it might be clear, but they found themselves face-to-face with two Russian T-72 tanks and multiple BMP-3 armored vehicles. That's the troop carriers that carry about 10 troops per vehicle. So they are now in enemy hands, and who knows what's going to happen next, I guess.
Yeah, we haven't confirmed that, but in all likelihood, that's exactly what happened, that they are being held prisoner. And that's a tricky thing, fighting in the nature of this war. In modern warfare, it's not just for Americans that volunteered to fight alongside Ukrainians, but the Ukrainians themselves. That the idea of an area being clear is very fluid. That can change day to day. And without instant intelligence, and you're out there fighting on your own, and you overcome the challenges of language and things like that, it's a great challenge. So, they took on a great thing. These guys and... now that they are likely being held prisoner, they're in a tricky situation because they were not agents of the United States government. They weren't agents of the United States military. I won't call them mercenaries because they went over there volunteer. They're not being paid to fight. That wasn't what their driving thing was. They're definitely American citizens, so we do care about that. But it makes it more difficult, especially publicly. And it gives a great advantage to Vladimir Putin, should it be true, that they held prisoners to use them as pawns for various and sundry reasons allowed in front of the world. So that's a tricky thing to do there. We hope that they're all right, there are other Americans that are out there fighting on a volunteer basis, and we really don't like to hear these stories and don't want it to have happen because we don't want to give it any advantage. And, of course, the Donbass region is the center of gravity now. In fact, it led us to, I think we just approved $1 billion more of aid to Ukraine. And the administration has implored the rest of the European nations to also up their amount of aid because it's pretty dire right now. It's very fluid there in the Donbass region. And, of course, you talked about earlier about Russia reporting having destroyed a depot where the field artillery munitions allegedly that we had just recently sent over were destroyed, at least according to the Russians, which may well be true, given the situation.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to go to the phone line. We've got Bag Eb and Bob in the line here. Okay, Bag Eb and Bob, what's your question for the colonel?
Yes, sir, Tim. Are we ever going to send any really modern weapons over to the Ukraine, such as some of our Apache helicopters, possibly a KC-130 gunship? Okay, that's it, Captain.
All right. Well, in my humble opinion, Colonel, no.
Hey, no, man. I think the answer is no, and there's a reason for that. And I think we've talked about this before. Yeah, we have sent some modern weapons, but even our most modern weapons we sent over, they are not the primo top of the line. We just generally don't do that. I mean, we will share that stuff with our NATO allies, and our close allies for a long time, but even if you talk about in Iraq and other allies like we had, certainly in Afghanistan, because look at what has happened. Much of it gets put in the hands, it gets destroyed by the enemies that we are helping to fight there. And there's not much benefit. So you give just enough equipment to do the job and do that, but there's a rationale in not being given the absolute best that we have. But we've given some pretty damn good stuff, certainly better than much of the Russian equipment, and it's making a difference in certain places. Of course, they'd like more. Some here in the United States would like us to do more there, but yeah, you're right. No, they don't get the top of the line stuff. That's not us in the fight. It's us aiding the Ukrainians in their fight against Russia.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm going to go over here, and we don't have a lot of time, so I'm going to try to make this quick. Is this Eric in East Tennessee?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
You got 1 minute because we're going to run out of time.
Yeah, roger that. Hey, real quick, the Colonel was talking about the U.S. State Department wanting to send another $1 billion a month.
Yep.
For the next, actually it's 1.2 for their, between 1.2 and 1.5 for the next 4 to 5 months. That's already in addition to the 53 plus bills that have been sent to the Ukrainians. And the reasoning for that is not because they need more aid and assistance. It's because, according to the State Department, they need to help ensure the continuity of government, which is the current Zelensky administration in Ukraine, which is up on the ropes, because the people over there, the average Ukrainian, is fed up with the corruption. They're fed up with this fiasco that they've been involved in. Not all people in Ukraine support what's going on. That's excluding the ethnic Russians in eastern Ukraine that are, you know, fed up with the way they were being treated. That's an exclusion thing. Zelensky's on the ropes, and Ukraine is over, in my opinion. The reason that there's such a
10
problem,
seconds.
The reason there's a problem with all these mercs over there is because they're enemy combatants, and they're not covered by Geneva Convention because they're not part of a uniformed national force.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you. Okay, Colonel, we're not going to have enough time unless I cut him off right there. So go ahead. What do you think?
State Department talks like the State Department. The Department of Defense talks like them. But he wasn't entirely accurate in what the State Department said either. And the average Ukrainian is not fed up with Zelensky and them. Yeah, they are fed up with the corruption because they've had decades, they've had a millennia of corruption in Ukraine. So that is no different. Mm-hmm. But to suggest somehow that Zelensky is losing favor amongst the average Ukrainian, that's baloney. That's not true.
That's coming from the blogs.
Russian intelligence garbage being put out there.
That's coming from the blogs. I've seen it, and I don't believe it for a second.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Because I know the blogs, and I know the source, and it's not accurate.
Yeah, we need to let our friend in East Tennessee to be a little bit more discerning and weigh the things that he reads and does that, because I hear that too, and you got to separate the wheat from the chaff and what you read out there on blogs and all that. But what he suggested there is not true. Not true.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, there's room for, you know, additions to that. Now, I do get people to contact me directly from over there through the pipeline as well, telling me what's going on. But, Colonel,
I hear the same thing, Captain.
I know you do, sir. I know you do. All right, sir, we will talk to you again come Tuesday, unless I see you somewhere along the line over the weekend, and I just might.
You just might. Hey, Captain, have a great day.
Thank you very much, Colonel. You take care. All right, that's retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, also the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus and the host of Military Matters. I'll be right back with Bo Browning. Don't go anywhere.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With inflation burning holes in America's wallet, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell on Wednesday raised the rate at which banks get their money 0.75 percentage point.
The economy and the country have been through a lot over the past 2.5 years and have proved resilient. It is essential that we bring inflation down if we are to have a sustained period of strong labor market conditions that benefit all.
As much of the country deals with the heat, parts of Iowa, Illinois, Missouri, Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio will see temperatures up to 110 degrees on Thursday. The heat is projected to shift back westward and send temperatures soaring into the triple digits again from the plains to the Midwest to central states over the weekend and into next week. The French president, German chancellor, and Italian prime minister arrived in Kyiv, Ukraine Thursday in a show of solidarity against Russia's invasion. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, the Captain's America Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
All righty, folks, we are back on the Captain's America Third Watch, and we've got our buddy Bo Browning with us. Mr. Bo, how you doing?
Good morning.
All right, wait a minute, say that again.
Good morning.
I got to get the right thing. There we go. Now I got you.
All right.
All right, now, you've been away, what, on vacation, or what have you been doing?
Yeah, I took a couple days off.
you know, I was supposed to go on a little trip, and, you know, the trip ended up getting weathered out, so that's why I couldn't be available last week. But back, ready to go, and, you know, see what's going on in the world.
You weren't out there near those Ospreys, were you?
No, on the west? No, I was out in the Gulf is where I was at.
Okay, so, fishing. Yeah. All right, I want to ask you about that because what exactly, now we've had, I think, two plane crashes, two Ospreys, and one helicopter go down, right?
I know about the Ospreys, and I know about the F-18 Super Hornets. I'm not aware of the helicopter. Maybe, was that an Army one or?
No, it was Marines.
Marine Corps one?
Yeah, so yeah, we had three different crashes over the course of like a week.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't usually happen, and it's all in the same area over the same terrain. Is there something going on here, or what do you think, or haven't you had a chance to look?
I really don't believe there's anything going on. I know my experience in the Marine Corps, in NAVAIR, you know, the Navy Marine Corps, mm-hmm. the aviation elements, it seemed like whenever you had an incident, it went in a cycle. And so you would have a rash of incidences over a period of time. And then, of course, take all the proper steps, have safety stand downs, figure out what the problems are, and they would correct those issues. You know, really what's happening here, you know, the Osprey, obviously, like all new aircraft, had its problems in the beginning, but they worked through a lot of those issues. And, you know, depending on the training exercise they were doing, what was going on, you know, it could be mechanical failure. Could have been weather related. It could have been a maintenance problem. There's a whole slew of items that could have probably contributed to that incident. You know, unfortunately, you know, some people get hurt and they lose their lives when things like that happen. But you know, training's dangerous in the military. You know, you have to train, you know, like you're going to go and fight a battle, and training is dangerous. So, you know, incidents do happen, but really what happened, nobody's going to know until the actual investigation gets done. You know, it's sad to see, you know, young Marines, you know, get killed in a training exercise, but, you know, it does happen. It's very unfortunate. And, you know, once they do the investigation, they'll figure out what's wrong. If it was a mechanical issue, it was a manufacturing problem, if it was a training issue, you know, if there was a actual maintenance problem on the aircraft, they'll figure it out. It'll get corrected, and everybody will move forward. And, you know, obviously we'll learn from that. From that experience, and we'll make sure those mistakes don't happen in the future.
Okay, now, as a mechanic, what would they do? Look at the records, the last records?
Sure. You know, any time there's an incident like that, they're going to quarantine all the records on the aircraft. You know, they're going to go through them. They're going to see what's going on. A lot of times when there's an incident, military aircraft or civilian aircraft, a lot of times they already know, have a pretty good idea what contributed to the incident. You know, and they're just going through to make sure everything, there was nothing else that contributed to it. But they're going to quarantine all the maintenance records. They're going to go back. They're going to look at the history. They're going to look at the training of the crew. They're going to look at the training of the personnel. And they're just going to make sure that all the I's were dotted, all the T's were crossed. And, you know, if there was anything there that can be approved upon, they're going to take the proper steps to approve upon it.
Okay, now, I've seen a couple of ads lately for aviation. Hasn't been the Navy, it's been the Army.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching, I don't know if it was a hockey game or football or something, but it was on a sporting event where they were looking for people that wanted to learn to fix and repair the big aircraft and the helicopter. I believe it was Army. You not only do things where you get people to come out of the service,
sure,
but you do people where you train people to go work for government contractors that work on the government aircraft.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of our veterans that come to National Aviation Academy, a lot of them turn around, they go right back into the same job essentially that they were doing while they were on active duty, and they they're working as civilians on that. But, you know, National Aviation
Academy. And getting paid more money.
No, you know, possibly. And National Aviation Academy, you know, over my 12 years there, we've had many students, you know, that are, you know, fresh out of high school, 18, 19 years old, you know, go through the program and then decide to join the military and, you know, work on aircraft, you know, as an active duty individual. So, you know, it can go both ways. And, you know, a lot of the younger students that we have that are really, even though they come through the program and they're successful, you know, joining, you know, a branch of the military is an option for them too, because it gives them some worldly experience when they get out of National Aviation Academy. So I'm obviously a fan of joining the military. I think it did a lot of good, positive things for me. And I think it has a positive element to it that can help anybody in life moving forward. So, you know, anytime I have a young 18, 19 year old comes and asks me, really doesn't know what they want to do, don't know if they really want to go out and work, you know, hey, look into the military. There's a lot of good benefits that come along with it. You know, there's a lot of positives to it. And you get out and you see the world and you can start developing, use those tools that the military gives you to start developing your own person, you know, figuring out who you really are. And you know, there's a lot of huge benefits that go along with it also. You know, go in there and serve honorably and do something to contribute to society and the world.
Okay, so let's say that I'm interested and I want to come and take a look at one of your places. Now, I give them the phone number usually. First, I tell them to go to the website, NAA.edu.
Yep.
And then I tell them, once you've done that, call them up, 800-659-2080, and then ask to take the tour of either the Clearwater, Florida campus or the one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, come in there, take the tour, see what you're getting into. I've said it many times on this program. Make sure you understand exactly what you're getting into, that education institution that you choose to go to or the ones that you're looking into, make sure they have the things that you're expecting. Make sure they're going to meet that your expectation. You know, remember, education in this country is opportunity. You know, and opportunity costs something in this country. You know, opportunity is not free. It absolutely does cost something. And in National Aviation Academy, you know, hey, it's time and it's academics. You know, with all education institutions, you got to be there. You got to pass the academics. You got to figure out, you know, how you're going to pay for that opportunity in some form or fashion. And you have to go in there and apply yourself if you want to achieve the outcome that that opportunity brings for you. But make sure you look into that. National Aviation Academy, we only train aviation maintenance technicians. We're not a traditional school to where we're doing prerequisites. We only train currently things that are listed in Appendix B, C, and D of the Part 147 of Federal Aviation Regulation. So, you know, that's what we do. That's what we're very good at. And, you know, we provide that opportunity for our students to be successful and get out of there with certifications if they apply themselves and go into the industry.
Okay, well, we're getting ready to go to break. And, folks, if you have any questions, you can give us a call at 877-969-8600. 877-969-8600. Bo would be more than happy to answer them for you. In the meantime, we're coming back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, This is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Warren, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. This portion of the program, a conversation with Bo Browning, brought to you by the Dominick's Blinds and Decor Company down there in Sarasota, Florida. Definitely the very best of what they do. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. By the way, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, Dominick's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. And regardless of where you live, if you need a part, and you might need a part for your shades or this, that, and the other, give them a call at 941-922-2345, and maybe they can mail that right along to you. Now, you can stop by and see the gang there at the store, and if you don't want to do that, call them at 941-922-2345. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominick's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number one more time, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Bo Browning, National Aviation Academy. And, Bo, thanks for sticking around and answering these questions and whatnot. Now, I do have a question here. Let me see. I just saw it, so let me pull it up.
Where did it go? Where did it go? Okay, here it is right here. Okay. All right, this is from Bob, and Bob says, I've been out of the military 6 years. At one time, I worked on helicopters. Probably forgot more than I've learned. Is it possible to train an old goat like me with 10 years in the military?
Sure, absolutely. Obviously haven't done it in a little bit. So, you know, you come back in, you know, see National Aviation Academy. You know, once you start going through the things, you know, you'll start remembering the tasks that you used to do. You'll start remembering, you know, the different aspects of aircraft maintenance. Absolutely, it's not a problem. You know, give National Aviation Academy a call. Come in and visit us, one of our campuses, either down here in Clearwater, Florida, or up there in Boston, Massachusetts, out in Concord. And we'll sit down, we'll talk to you, you know, see what we have to offer you and see if it fits into what you're looking to do. So come see us.
And again, if you want to call them and set up your own appointment, you can call them at 800-659-2080 if you are out of the area.
Yep.
And set everything up on the telephone and go from there, right?
Sure, absolutely. You know, give us a call, you know, come in, visit us. You know, one thing, you know, everybody has to remember, you have to be committed to education. You have to be committed to education. You have to be able to put in the time, you know, you have to pass all those academics. You have to be engaged. And, you know, some of the things we teach, you know, are quite honestly, they're not that exciting. You know, corrosion is not that exciting. You know, electricity is not that exciting, but it's a necessary part of the knowledge that you must have in order to be an efficient and safe aircraft mechanic. So, you know, be prepared. Come and see us. Make sure, you know, it's really something you're interested in, and we'll get in there and start working.
Okay, I had a question that was asked me by a veteran, and this was at Mission Barbecue, and it was at the Mission Barbecue in Bradenton. And it was probably 3 weeks ago. It was in between your time coming and going. And I forgot to ask him. That's my bad. Because he let me know yesterday he was still waiting for an answer. Military man, worked on helicopters and fixed-wing aircraft, both.
Mm-hmm.
He was Marine, like what you were. And he's been out of the military for roughly 14, 15 months. He thought that there was some sort of course that he could either challenge the course or take as like a refresher.
Sure.
And wind up coming back as a certified aviation maintenance tech in like a matter of weeks or months.
Absolutely. So, you know, people that have experience, you know, it's known that, you know, under the regulation, under the guidance, it's known as credible experience. So if you have 18 or 30 months, 18 months for one rating, airframe or power plant, 30 months for both ratings, airframe and power plant, of documented credible experience, you can go down, see your local flight safety district office or flight standards office, and tell them you want to get a sign off for under the credible experience, and they'll look at your documentation, they'll look at your DD-214, and they'll give you an 8610-2 sign off, which will allow you to go and take your written exams and your oral and practical exams. A lot of people go to prep courses to help them understand the different aspects of the test. So there are prep courses. National Aviation Academy does have a 6-day test prep course for those individuals with credible experience that can get an 8610-2 sign off. We do have that. There are other places throughout the country that also have it. You know, there's a big well-known school up in Tennessee that has a prep course. So go online, search it out, because there's a difference between places that provide prep courses and aviation maintenance technician schools. Aviation maintenance technician schools are certificated under Part 147. The test prep courses are not. So if you're a veteran, you still have GI Bill benefits intact, you can get tuition reimbursement and they will pay for certification tests also. You know, so look into your education benefits, see what you have in tax, see what's available to you, because you may be able to get some of that stuff paid for, even if you're going to a prep course or if you're going to get taking your exams. You know, your benefits may pay for that. So look into your benefits. You know, this is one thing veterans, we're not very good at. We don't understand our benefits very well.
They don't explain it.
When we separate from the military, you know, it is up to the veteran to understand how those benefits work. The VA is not there to explain it to you.
No.
There are organizations and there are people in the VA that will absolutely help you. But if you do not ask the right question, you will not get the right answer or you will not get the information that you're looking for. So research your benefits, understand your benefits, seek help and advice about your benefits if you have any questions. There are a lot of things out there that we have, especially when it comes to education, that we're unaware of because, you know, quite honestly, one, either we weren't told, or two, when we were in transition classes, we didn't pay attention because we wanted to get out of there. You know, so it's a combination of a lot of things while we don't have this information, but it's your responsibility to understand how your benefits work. But look into it. Yes, 8610-2, you know, sign off for credible experience. You know, veteran coming out of the military, you know, you got years and years of experience working on aircraft. Seek out that 8610-2 sign off under the credible experience place. You know, if you have questions about that, you can call National Aviation Academy. We can talk to you about that. As for me personally, I'll tell you, you know, the steps you need to do. But you can go to the Federal Aviation Regulation, right? You know, Part 65. Part 65 of the Federal Aviation Regulations, that's Airman Certification section. Mechanics are listed there along with parachute riggers and everybody else. So go to Part 65 under Mechanics. It'll explain this to you about credible experience. You know, go seek it out. It's huge. You know, if you can go to a prep course, you can keep all your post 9/11 education benefits intact, and you can transition. You know, go somewhere to get a bachelor's degree. You know, whatever you choose to do, you can trickle those benefits down. If you have children, you know, you have a spouse, whatever. You know, and you really don't plan on using, you can trickle it down. So you know, look into your benefits, look into the different options, and get this done. Quite honestly, as easily and as cost effectively as you possibly can. That's the advice I have for you.
All right. Well, we're running out of time. I just realized I run a little bit over here. So again, National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. The phone number to call is 800-659-2080. 800-659-2080. Call that number, set up an appointment to go to either Absolutely. Clearwater, Florida, or to Concord, Mass. And either one. And I tell them when they ask me, I said, go check both campuses.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, go look at both campuses. You know, any school you go to, check the school out. Make sure the school is what you believe it is. Make sure the school is going to meet your expectation. Any institution you go to, do those things. Do your research.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, Mr. Bo, we will see you in a couple of weeks. And in the meantime, folks, give him a call at National Aviation at 800-659-2080. They will definitely answer any questions that you have, and you can schedule an appointment and go on over there, sit down, talk to them, and go from there. All right, I'll be back tonight with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's going to be another busy, busy, busy night. Have yourself a great day, everybody. God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.